You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a blue moon? You've probably heard the expression, once in a blue moon. In conversation, it means something is rare or doesn't happen very often. While there are events that can cause the moon to have a bluish color, the historical context doesn't relate to moon color, but rather to frequency. Frequency of full moons. Historically, the 1800s and early 1900s, in the Maine Farmer's Almanac, the term referred to four full moons occurring in one season. Think about it. If each season, spring, summer, fall, or winter, each has 3 months, and each month typically has one full moon, then one season should have three full moons. But the lunar cycle is not one full month. A lunar cycle can be measured a number of ways. A lunar month is the amount of time between two full moons. This takes about 29 and a half days. A lunar orbit is the amount of time for the moon to completely orbit around the Earth. This takes almost 27 and a half days. These cycles are less than most calendar months of 30 or 31 days. So, because of the timing, sometimes, every once in a while, instead of three full moons in a season, there could be four. The Maine Farmer's Almanac called this extra full moon a blue moon. And that was how the term was used until the 1940s. In 1946, an article appeared in a popular astronomy magazine called Sky and Telescope. The author tried to simplify. Instead of writing that a blue moon is the fourth full moon in a season, the author condensed it to a month that has two full moons. And that simple mistake changed the popular use of the term, a use that continues into today, that a blue moon is when we have a month with two full moons. Do you remember how I said there are a few events that can make the moon look blue? Natural events? Occasionally, when there are heavy forest fires or volcanic eruptions that throw particles up into the atmosphere, this particulate matter can affect the color of the moon, giving it a bluish tinge. You can see this at home with a fun family activity. Get a clear glass jar and fill it with water. Add a very tiny splash of milk. Shine a flashlight through the side of the glass, and you should notice a slight bluish tint in the glass. The same way particulate matter in our atmosphere filters light reflected off the moon to make it appear blue, fat and proteins suspended in the milk are filtering light from your flashlight, giving it a bluish tinge. Well, we've just learned a little bit about a blue moon. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.